you just, I guess you'd say we just raised a big crop of wheat. But I have heard the expression, you know, if it was a, turned out unusually well, say a bumper crop.
You raised clover, so clover?
Not too much clover, some.
Grass and things?
Oh yes, we have alfalfa and different kinds of grass.
Well, generally, most kinds, you would cut it once and then you let it stand some more. And
cut it again?
Yeah.
Alfalfa especially.
What do you call that second time?
The second time? We just call it the second cutting.
Sometimes you'll pack wheat out in the field into
shocks.
Uh-huh. Now, what do you call the smaller groups that you put together to make a shock?
Bundles. You put the bundles together, several of them together to make the shock.
How many would there be?
Oh, 8 or 10, would that be too many?
About 16.
16? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I believe these questions ought to be aimed at a man.
Well, but a man couldn't do so well in the kitchen question.
Oh, okay.
There
I just
go.
Do the best I can.
Mm-hmm.
getting back to the wheat. Now, people... We used to cut the wheat with a binder, we tied it in bone, and they shocked the wheat just like we were talking about. But we haven't done that for years. You see, we combine this day and time.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't know no more about it. I do. It's been a good many years since we, you know, cut it like that. You see, it's,
mm-hmm.
we combine now.
So many people I talk to, this is the way it used to be.
That's the way we used to do, but we don't do that anymore.
What would you consider a good crop of wheat? How much do you get an acre?
To the acre? Yeah. What's the average to the acre?
Oh, a good cup, he'd have to be around 50 bushels. That's some of the best in this country. 40 to 50 bushels. Some might go more. That's what they call a good one, isn't it?
40 to 50 bushels per acre.
How about the implements that we use to prepare the ground for
crops?
Any
kind of crops?
Any kind.
Well, you plow them with, we use tractors, you have plow, disc, harrow, cultivators, cultipacker.
Never have to take any stones off the field, do you?
No, I guess they would, but we are not rocky ourselves. We're not rocky people.
Uh-huh. So you never have to pile them on anything and pull them off, do you?
No, we don't do that because we, as I say, you can look at the ground and see that we don't have the rock.
Sure.
But you would do, people would do that if they could have it.
People would do it. What do they haul the thing to take them off?
Oh, I wouldn't know. What they haul them off.